Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, all praises, all thanks are due only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us the opportunity, tawfiq, to come. The time that we spent also, it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a gift from Allah upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Whatever Allah has created, He created from nothing. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created can never harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever man has made, he made using the raw materials provided by Allah. Whatever man has made for his benefit has also caused him harm. But none of the creation, even if all the creation, they come together, they cannot harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also they cannot benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala does not need anything from any of his creation. But every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally dependent on Allah. Allah is Samad, Allah is independent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as He is independent of the creation for everything else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent of the creation of the believers, of the Muslims, of the ummah, of our effort to spread His deen. Allah ta'ala does not need our effort. Allah is not in need of our sacrifice. If we give everything for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the status and the might of Allah will not increase by an atom's weight. And if we withhold everything, and we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we break every command of Allah, every human being, all the creation, then this will not reduce the status of Allah, not decrease the might and the power of Allah by an atom's weight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally, totally independent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us the opportunity to knock on somebody's door, we have done no favor to the deen of Allah. We have done no favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in need of us. How many of us we have met people? Now, when we were in Indonesia, we met a person that we met the Jamaat that came back from Cambodia, and they say they met a person who was the leader or the general of one of the armies in Cambodia. You know, Cambodia also was communism, and they killed the Muslims. This person, when he used to reach the villages, he used to allow the people to escape, and then he used to enter. Then he used to enter, whereas the other armies, when they used to enter without notice, and they used to massacre the people. But this person, one day, he was sleeping on a hammock. You know, a hammock they tie between the two trees in the afternoon, because the country is hot along the equator. And he dreamt of a person with a white turban, white beard, white coat, clothes. And the person taught him how to read kalima. And the person taught him how to perform salah. When he woke up, one is that he knew the kalima, he also knew how to perform salah. So Allah is not in need of us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to strive in His path. We made intention, and maybe we cried, we shed a few tears. Many brothers, they fasted the first 4 months. You ask most, I think almost all the brothers that go for their first 4 months, the Salatul Hajat, the people opposed them, parents opposed them, family opposed them, job, there was no leave. But they fasted, they read Salatul Hajat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took us out in His path. And Allah gave us the opportunity to take steps. There are very, very few ahadiths that are narrated by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But Hayatul Saba, the one he mentioned, that he mentions the kisa, that that time when he was taking the army of Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu out of Medina after Rasulullah passed away. Making the story short, Hazrat Usama bin Zayd was maybe 17, plus minus 17 to 19 years old. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was about plus minus 61 years old. He was feeling shy, so he requested to come down. So Hazrat Abu Bakr said no. So he requested him to come up. He said no. He said, neither you come down, nor I will ride. And then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu mentioned that he heard from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every step taken in the path of Allah, 700 sins are forgiven, 700 virtues written in the account, and the stages in Jannah raised by 700. The person in Jannah will get a fragrance. Will get a fragrance that he'll wonder, where is it coming from? He told be coming from another jannati who turned in his, he was resting and he turned, and the perfume that gave off. One subhanallah, you get a tree which takes a fast horse 500 years to cover. See? So 700 stages. It's beyond our comprehension also what Allah is going to give us. See? So Allah gave us that to walk in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us the opportunity to knock on someone's door. And when we knocked on the door, Allah made us a sabab of knocking on his heart. Sometimes people we have met, we won't see the results now. We won't know the effect now. Sometimes Allah shows us. One of our brothers from Transvaal, he was in Raiwin once. And a brother came, full beard, Arab brother came and hugged him. So he asked, you recognize me? He said, no.
He said he was living in South America. He said certain time, certain, he gave the year, all that, probably in the late 80s, but I think it was 89 that this brother went for 4 months to South America. And he knocked on this person's door. First knock, second knock. The third knock, and they were about to leave, as is the sunnah of Rasulullah. And the man opened the door. They gave him, so he's given the karguzari, and they gave him dawat. He called them in, they gave him dawat, they went away. He said, at that time when you knocked on my door, I had the gun in my hand to take my life. And he said, a short while later, there was another jamaat that came, and he joined him for a few days, and Allah changed his life. So when we knocked on the door of the people, we knocked on somebody's heart. But we can't see into the hearts of the people. We can't see the effect. Allah is making us the means. Allah is making us the sabab for a person to get linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time we have to be grateful. Like the brother said, that we spent 4 months to understand the maqsad of our life. What is the maqsad of our life? One is of a human being, the maqsad is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These eyes must be used in the obedience of Allah, the ears in the obedience of Allah, the tongue in the obedience of Allah, the limbs in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as an ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the seal of prophets, he was the imam also sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also he was the seal of prophethood. As his followers, the maqsad of our life, Allah has made us responsible to link every person to Allah. Allah has made us responsible that we have to bring, encourage every person to obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this, we spend this 4 months. Allah ta'ala gave us opportunity. Like an interview. One person, when we were leaving for our first 4 months, he mentioned that this is an interview. You're not going to do the work. You are going for an interview. If a person passes the interview, what happens? What happens, Monana? You get the job. And if you fail in interview, one person, he's a doctor, that now he's staying in Madina Munawwara. For over 30 years he's in Madina Munawwara. He was working in America, and he went for the interview for the job. They turned the job is yours, but you have to wear suit and tie. So answer he gave them was that in the land of the kuffar, I was just like my Nabi. You want in the land of that in the land of my Nabi, I must just like a kafir. Say, sorry, I can't do it. Another person went for an interview. They told him, you can get the job provided you shave the beard. But the man was all confused. He went home now, out of a job, many months. We need the money. He needs a job. He said, for a short while, take the beard out. I'll brew it again. And when he went back, so he shaved his beard, went back the next day. They say, if you cannot be strong on your and steadfast on your belief, so what benefit will be to us? You won't be honest. He didn't get the job. That doctor, they phoned, called him back a few months later. He said, the job is yours, you can dress how you want. His five amal, we heard in the wapsi, we heard in the 4 months, his five amal, although they don't give bayan from the front, how we're giving here, but which is his masjid? Which is his masjid, Mon Ahmed? Masjid in Nabawi. How we say, person say, I'm from Henry Road, I'm from Glenland Road, I'm from Asherville. He is from Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Interview. The interview, my dear brothers. So Allah gave us a chance to have an interview with him. Put ourselves forward, oh Allah, accept me for this work. Put our hands up, oh Allah, accept me for this work. He interviewed us, gave us the training. Now we came back. But we are human beings, the things around us. And we are passing through this life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the chance to learn and effort. That when we go in the grave, like last night they mentioned in a bayan, or in the morning, rich or poor, healthy or sick, every person, the questions are the same. Bar Rabbuk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this 4 months that we can learn to prepare to answer the questions. And not ourselves, but Allah ta'ala gave us 4 months so we learn the effort that will help the entire mankind, starting from our locality, starting from our family, to prepare to answer the questions of the grave. Mar Rabbuk. When we say after dua, we say, Allahumma la mani'a lima atait. No one can stop or refuse what Allah gives. Wala muhtiya lima mana'ta. Nobody can give what Allah refuses. All of us, our whole life, every day we'll face something. Every day we'll face a condition. Every month, every year, we are a person who's young, most of the brothers who came back now, when Osama is not married, who else is here? What's the brother who spoke now? Like before Isha? Where is he? Yeah? Ustad Usama, this side, the other brother? Bashir, about the pizzas. Where is he? He's married. He's coming. He's married. Two children now. Allah give him. So a person, our life is not static. You'll have one child. Get married if you're not married. Then one child, then two children, then three, then four, then five. Allah give us many, inshallah. One of the signs of honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is many children. When a person makes wudu, he says, Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi wa wasi' li fi dari. The whole world will say that this, you know, one, two. No, that's not our words. The sign of honor from the side of Allah is many children. So a person who's making effort in the masjid, only Maghrib to Isha every day. But the Qurbani level is not the same. Because now, maybe Osama is not married. Tomorrow he becomes married. So the same Maghrib to Isha, the Qurbani level goes up. The time is the same. But the level of Qurbani is not the same. Then he gets one child. Now that same Maghrib to Isha is making effort in the locality. But the level of Qurbani is not the same. 10 years down the line, he got three, four children. And his body, as you get older, see our elders, we gave Kaguzari of Haji Ibrahim Padi Rahmatullah Ali, because he's not here, he's passed away. But actually all of them, Haji Sabia, they got their own Kaguzari. We know the Kaguzari, what they went through, what their families went through. See, but in front of people, we don't speak about them. See, so your life is not the same. So the same effort, the same five amal that we are told to do, the level, what you say, the level of your sacrifice won't be the same. See? So Allah gave us that how we can make effort that to bring that yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our own hearts. That when we get a problem, all of so many problems, what we do, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. That we go to salah and we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See? We put our, Allah knows all the time whatever will happen in our life. So we have been taught that give da'wat. Give da'wah to others for the effect to come on our own hearts. So that whatever problems, whatever good comes in our life, difficulties come, problems come, all the time we keep our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the heart, all the time we have to remind the heart, Allah, Allah, Allah does, comes from Allah. Only Allah can solve, only Allah can give. If Allah gives health, no doctor can stop it. No virus can take it away. And if Allah gives sickness, there's no doctor that can stop it. And if Allah wants to give cure, Allah is not in need of anyone. All the time this we have to tell ourselves, my dear brothers. So this 4 months is to give us the tools, to give us the pattern of life and how to help others. So for this, like we made sacrifice for 4 months, the first 4 months, we have to continue. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, to this effect we hear from the ulama, Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, he mentions this, that stay with the truthful. And then Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahib gives another ayat of Quran, that the truthful are those that strive in the path of Allah with their own wealth and themselves. Continuously we have to strive, we have to move. Effort in our, we go to work in the morning. The dunya is there, we come back, we are tired, we go for a few mulaqats. But we have to make a timetable. Now, always we should hear in the wapsi before you go back home, make a timetable. Every school, every madrasa, they work with a timetable. They work with a timetable. If we don't make our timetable, the timetable will get filled by other things. And we have to make first what is our daily time, our monthly time, our yearly time. And don't let anything else fill that. Even an alim also, he has to make that timetable. Because alim got more, we are. But alim, so many takazas come. So this time, the takaza of dawat. If we don't put it and we don't fix it and we don't stick to it in every condition, something else will fill that slot. And if something else fills the slot one time, then there's a possibility you can fill that slot a second time. And then the third time. And slowly, slowly, the amal that we are doing starts to decrease. When we come back, inshallah, we go tonight, maybe most of the brothers have done it. But that make that timetable. See what they were saying, no time now, but like, I know some won't take the names, but they've taken out jamaats of new brothers. When you come back, what you got from the 4 months, a Muslim is one who what he desires for himself, he desires for his Muslim brother. How we desire that 4 months to benefit. We said we want to find Allah, we want to rectify our life, we want to learn this effort of iman. We have to have that desire for every other Muslim. A person who doesn't have food, how sorry we feel for them. But what will happen to that person if he dies without iman? One, if we're not going to make effort in our areas, my dear brothers, we won't realize, but we won't create an environment where it will become easy for everyone to practice deen. One kawus I was going to give before Isha, once there was a jamaat that went to Yemen. Pakistan jamaat went to Yemen. So same after Maghrib, they give the karguzari. They say they came to one village. They reached there at the time of Asr. So they gave the Tarufi talk. Now we say the Tarufi introductory talk. Then they said, let's make some mulakats. They said, everybody's in a masjid. They said, no, there might be some people that, you know. He said, no, the entire village is here. So they asked, how did this happen? They said, a few years back, that there was a Pakistan jamaat came through. A teenager, he was there in a masjid. Few people were there, and then he became the rebbe. So he took them to meet some people. And like that, he spent time with them. Then another jamaat came, and he got ready for 4 months. Pakistan jamaat took him back for 4 months. When he came back, then he started making mulakats every day, taking the youngsters out for 3 days, going to the people. So now the older people were getting irritated by him. So they were saying that they had a mashura. What can we do to expel this boy from the village? But while they were making a plan and trying to stop him, he prepared another 6 young men to go for 4 months. And there were 7, he went back to Pakistan in India for 4 months. When they came back, now there were 7 mad young men in the village. As a result of the 7 mad youths, this is the effect. But this is what we mean. You're not saying that the whole day from Fajr to Isha you'll do gush. You'll do everything else, but make the timetable. And ask Allah that let me fulfill this timetable. You have to be a little bit, inverted commas, mad. Say, make the zikr of Allah so much that people call you mad. A person in the corner of the masjid, in the night or tahajjud time, he makes zikr loudly. Nobody's there to see. Who's going to call him mad? In his house, if he makes zikr loudly, in one corner of the house, who will call him mad? Anyone will call him mad? See? Was? No one, because no one saw. When they'll call you mad? Who they called mad? They called Rasulullah some mad. Why they called him mad? Because person to person, inviting them to Allah. Ya ayyuhan nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihun. A person to person. Then they called him mad. Anybody called us mad? See? If no one called you mad, I should say before, you haven't started the work. See? I say, inshallah, Allah has changed. Now he's not like before. He's not like before. Allah, so many people. Here in Overport, you ask, where's our brothers are not here? Ismail Khan, Ashraf Sheikh, Abdullah Kara, and them for years. The person opens the door. As he opens the door, you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Before you finish your salam, the door is closed. Now you won't find that. Really, you'll find it. See? Allah has changed. So inshallah, but we need to do the work like that, where the people look at us, see the man is crazy. Then Allah will keep us steadfast. And Allah will make us a means. That when the environment will change, people will feel that they are in a Muslim country. People will feel that they are in a Muslim country. There's an opportunity for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this kalima will reach every baked and unbaked home and every tent, whether made of a camel skin or a goat skin. So definitely it's going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. So we got a chance to invest our life and our health in something which no one can take from us. All the investments you're reading now. Can't take names here. But so many investments, people have taken it. One family, the man, his brothers, his sisters, and his children, 400 million rand. How much? 400 million gone. 400 million. If you invest here, you won't even know what is coming. Only on the day of Qiyamah, when you see the results. But the opportunity is now. Opportunity is now. Especially the young brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ibadat and the sacrifice of a young man. Old man can't compare. Can't compare. Say that even here from ulama, if a young man makes a mistake, certain sin he commits, and then Allah ta'ala tell malaika, hold on. But the old man commits that same sin, then Allah curses him. Because you can feel, and you've already buried so many people. So now is the chance, inshallah, that the brothers make niyat. Alhamdulillah, we're looking at the face, some of the brothers here, they have taken out There are people who were us in school, our neighbors, the local meeting in the masjid. See, the people of the masjid, they must know us. I went somewhere to visit someone, a sick man. A person who was with me, they make salah in the same masjid. For years, after lockdown, the person just went down. He deteriorated in health. Not because of lockdown, he was sick beforehand. He never came back to the masjid. The person who went with me, he didn't know this man. He didn't know this man. So we have to know everyone. We have to know every house, every young, every old. See, but know what's happening. When I said Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in 1989 in the girls' madrasa, in Asheville, after Fajr, he was giving a talk. He mentioned 5 duties of an imam, but it applies to us. So to know the dini condition of every house and to know the financial condition of every house. So when I heard this, I know we must know who the poor people are so we can help them. Once we were doing Gush from Glennon Road in High Point. So we knocked on the door. A lady came by the door. She said, my husband is very sick. He can't come to his bedridden. So we said, give us a chance. Is it possible for us to meet him? To take his dua. 70,000 angels will make dua for us. So we said, okay, hold on. She went. And she's all right. She went one side, we went inside. The man was lying on a... What do you think he was sleeping on? Sleeping on a stretcher. Not a camping stretcher. It was the only thing in the room. In the kitchen, they had a primer stove. Well, you know what's a primer stove? Huh? Umar, you saw a primer stove? Never saw. You know what's a primer stove? You don't get brown. Primer stove was in the corner of the kitchen. And the man was sleeping on a stretcher. And there was nothing you could see. And we are in our houses. We got more food, more food that lasts us more than 1 month. And in our midst, how would we come to know this? So we always thought of this. But one year, when Qasim Ali Sahib, rahmatullah Ali, he made his Ramadan with us, Taraweeh and Tafsir, all that. After Taraweeh, we had to go for mulaqas every day. Every day. And that time wasn't winter, it was summer months. So one of the things he asked me, on whom do I think that Hajj is fard? And they have not yet gone. Then the thing of Mona Said Ahmad Khan Sahib clicked in my... We only thought when he said, no, the financial condition, that the people who are poor. But what about those people who are rich? They haven't paid their zakat. They haven't gone for Hajj. They are inviting the azab and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went to meet the people on whom I know, but we know the locality, alhamdulillah, on whom we know, but because they're so busy. So you go there, after Taraweeh, and obviously now, left over from iftar and tea, then he say, like, Haji Sahab, when you went for Hajj? He already knows the man never go for Hajj. Haji Sahab, when you went? He said, no, I never go. Then he gave the man targhib to go for Hajj as quickly as possible. See the, his foresight. The people got money, but that what commands of Allah are fard upon them because of that money, they're not fulfilling. So this we have to, how are we going to come to know this, my dear brothers? See, there are somebody got money and somebody got no food. We come to know, we can do the exchange. See, make that man makes his akhirat and this man's dunya becomes easy. But only comes, how it will come? Fame? Knocking on the doors, my dear brothers. If the knocking on the doors stop, whatever we have, that will become what you call, it'll peak. And after, when you throw a ball, even you shoot a bullet into the sky, it reaches a point where it stops, isn't it? And then what happens? It starts to come down. If we stop the knocking on the door, then maybe our generation, like how in Albania, when the Jamaat went to Albania in 94, the person who introduced the communism into Albania was the son of the Grand Mufti. So this knocking on the door. And Allah gave us the 4 months to make us from those people that will knock the doors and the hearts of the people. So alhamdulillah, some brothers are doing it. Durban North did it. Marisburg did it. Alhamdulillah, so many Jamaats come. See, then they want to go to Avondale because the place is there. And other things are sorted out also. 25 brothers, 23 brothers, 21 brothers. How are they doing it? We have to ask them. If they don't give time, how Osama mentioned now, if you don't give time every day to the masjid, you can't take the brothers out. So now, who makes niyat, inshallah, that every day we give time to our masjid? Mawlana Ahmad Rida, Dr. Ashraf, everybody, inshallah. That in our timetable is our yearly time. See? So the manshad or the desire of the elders is that we should give 4 months every year. There are many brothers. From their first 4 months, they give 4 months every year. The brother who spoke last night, Pochi is here? No, not here. From what I remember from 1985, 4 months every year. He gives time to his masjid every day. Besides that, he reads one manzil of Quran every day. And he's working, he's not a boss of his own, he's employed. He's an employee. Sometimes we think, the people who got their own businesses, that they are free. The people who got their own business, they may be free with their time, but their mind is not free. And the people who are employed, their time is not free, but their minds are free. So this dunya, there's nothing perfect. See? So the mansha is 4 months every year. Everyone got, whatever our situation, they are senior people, we make mashura with them. Right? We can't give mashura. But the tashkeel is we should try 4 months every year, inshallah. We went India, Pakistan, right? Some of us went Bangladesh, inshallah. The next one, we should work on a chamat of new brothers. So we can prepare. How that in Yemen, that village, he took another 6 youth for 4 months. Now they had a chamat of 7 that were making effort. And in our, this 4 months pedal, walk in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and 4 months foreign. We did IPB, now we got to do the one, take out new brothers, then in our the pedal, and the 4 months foreign. Go to a country for 4 months. It's not that when you go to a foreign country, right, they say to go foreign, we have to do India, Pakistan first. It takes you 2 weeks to come to realize, to get to know the people, maybe 15 days or something. Who mentioned now? It took him 2 weeks to orientate, I think Dawood Bhai said, to orientate himself. And before you know it, you have to come back. But 4 months, you get a chance to work in that place, to plant. By Padi Rahmatullah, say, go to a place where no Jamaat has been before. In our country also, there are still so many places. That Jamaat that puts their legs first, they put their flag. Inshallah, in time to come, there will be a Darul Uloom in that. There will be a masjid, there will be a Darul Uloom, there will be hijz class, everything will take place. There will be ladies' programs. And that Jamaat that went first, all the reward will go there, will go to them. So now, when we are due next, those that make niyat for 4 months, inshallah, when we come back 27 days later, we should take out our Jamaat for 3 days. And we come back 8 months later, should be our next 4 months. Who makes niyat for 4 months, inshallah? Osama Desa is already out now. Mawlana Abdul Rahim. Si bhai. Ready. Fahim, inshallah. Who else? What's your name? Abu Bakr. From which masjid? Stenger. From Stenger. When's your next 4 months? Should we write the names down? How many more you'll need? 4 more. Who's ready for this Jamaat, inshallah? That came back a few months ago. 6 months, 8 months, 9 months ago. Abu Bakr, when are you ready from? Oh, you're out at the moment. Allah accept. Who else makes niyat? Abu Qadr, isn't it? Abu Qadr Muttalib. I called you Abdul Muttalib. He's out at the moment. Alhamdulillah. 2000 when you were there. He made a lot of khidmat. My brothers got sick, he was looking after them. Who else makes niyat, inshallah? Come. Make the niyat now. Allah is listening, the malaika are writing. Make the niyat. Come, my dear brothers. Muaz, what's the intention? See? Yeah, so what's the intention? So 40 days for the next 6 years, inshallah. After that, you take your status up so the price also goes higher. The Bilal? This is 40 days Ramadan, inshallah. Who else? Gee. What's a Quran? Quran, isn't it? What's the intention? You just came back now. When you came back? months ago, inshallah. So what's your next intention? For how long and when? Make niyat now, inshallah. Just make the niyat. Niyat of a believer is better than his action. See, Padia. Who else makes niyat? Inshallah. Food is ready. Say food is ready, inshallah. So all of us go back now. And this is our next target, our friends, our cousins. Take new brothers out, inshallah. This work, Allah Himself is the teacher. When we will do everything else, you first have to learn and then do. But dawah, you first do, then Allah will teach us. So all of us, inshallah, make niyat. Our weekly istima is Fridays. Our life is not static. So all the time there will be something. But we have to be firm, inshallah. So every week come for the weekly istima and bring people with us. I know some of them. Dr. Saab, when he was studying also, he used to bring. When we went to pastor also, sometimes in the car, 8-9 people in one car. Then go and drop them back because they were students and come back to sleep in junction. See? So we have to do this, inshallah. All right? So who says every week they come for the weekly istima except when they are out? All. Hafiz Zakaria, we couldn't take your Karguzari also. He got a Jamaat out this weekend. Padia. Fikr, inshallah, subhanAllah. Oh, tomorrow morning is a provincial fikr, inshallah. Whatever our elders of our country, what they're planning, what the elders of the world are telling us, advices, how we can do the work correctly, properly, and progress in the work. So all of us should be here. It's not only for the senior people. All those that are taking part in the work, all of us should be here. From 7 o'clock till inshallah 9:30, 10 o'clock. So Sunday morning will go. In Jannah we'll have many Sundays without any responsibility to your work, inshallah. See, so who says tomorrow morning will be here? Well, Jazakallah. SubhanAllah. Oh yeah, you know, I say, by party always make 5 times salah. Even our takbir ula, our sunnah te muakida. See, the 12 rakat sunnah te muakida every day. Let us be in the masjid by the adhan. When you come back, we do all this. But we have to, it's not something that once it comes, we're not like a robot, like a computer, where you set it and carry on. So every salah, every day, we have to keep a check on ourselves. We went with one elderly person was with us here, he was making namaz, and now he went with us to South America. Right? Every few days, he used to take out his chart, tikis takbir ula, surah mulk, surah yasin, surah sajda, whatever. And despite, he was 73 at that time, we used to walk not less than 6 to 7 hours a day doing gush. He did that also. But he should check on his infiradi amal too. Our salah in the masjid with jamaat, inshallah. All of us. So, subhanallah, wa bihamdulillah, subhanallah, wa bihamdika, nashallah.